Log Talk Radio.
And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promised. Psalm 91:10, that you've given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54:17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, shelter of refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very presence of trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121:8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59:19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8:31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, shall be against us. We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus that we're covered. We are covered and we are protected in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. And it's done. Amen. As we come to the throne room, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. And we're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important. And we need our family units to stay home. When families live together, they encounter all types of oppositions, all types of decisions, and all types of circumstances. But through prayer, God will bless our marriages and our family. So, Father, we come to you in a humble posture, to your throne of grace, in your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. And what a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love. And cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit, that we will have strength from one another. We pray that our houses, in the name of Jesus, will be haven of peace. And that we are personally in the wings from the complexities of life. We pray that home will be a place in which we look forward to going. And we bind in the name of Jesus every Satanic spirit that's fighting our home. The spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, confusion and division. We come against discord, inappropriate associations and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation and neglect. And we come against all hatred and unforgiveness. and every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit. We come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus, the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our family. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter and agreement, loyalty and obedience, commitment, and release health and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, step your presence in our home so that we can have peace. We declare that our home family shall walk in love and compassion, which will give us interim peace in our marriage and among our children. Cover our children and give them insight and give them intellect and give them creative things to discover that their purpose and destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6:1-4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the hero and the real role models are right within the house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102:20, that the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for prosperity. And we thank you that our families after this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favoring your protection and your grace. It's in our household. Satan, you can't have our house. It belongs to God. As for me and this house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, God, that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. As we come to the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, we need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with is the only power that can change this. Your son Jesus is the precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you, and we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone with God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most purest and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles, and we're tired of chains. We're tired of faking, tired of counting smiles. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance so we can find out who we really are. Oh God, we can't know who we really are. Bound, hurting, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt right now, God. We pray that every place that we encounter, and that we enter, and that we reside, and that we visit in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaven, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear, God, we're tired of tormenting spirits, and we're tired of death and failure and guilt and shame and generational curses, the spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties and drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are. Depressed and oppressed. Dealing with past failures and past guilt and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation and we're fighting unforgiveness and some things.
If you plan to take communion this morning, please get communion elements together
and some days we're just so empty. No one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart, and deep down inside we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today we need you to deliver us because we're tired. We're tired. And we need you to break the heaviness. Destroy it at its very root. We're ready to be free. We need overcoming power. And now it's in the name of conquering power with a clean heart. We lose the spirit of love and unity, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of peace, and the spirit of joy. Give us a praying spirit and a spirit of worship. Father, you said in Psalm 55, 16, 18, as for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord will save me. He shall hear my voice, and he shall deliver my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me, but God, they all left me when trouble came. Psalm 91 and 3 says, surely he shall deliver me from the
soul. I'm going to ask Sister Zadie to get us communion song together to sing.
You said, Joel 2 and 32, it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, he shall be delivered. I cry out to you, according to Psalm 107 and 6, and say, if I can cry out to you in my trouble, you'll deliver me out of my distresses. I feel like Isaiah, when he wrote it,
praise God, praise God.
Fear thou not, for I am with you, and you told him, be not afraid, for I am that God. I'm so glad you are.
Hallelujah.
You say, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee.
Prayer ministry coming to you this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the best time of your life. If you don't pray, no matter what song you sing, no matter what word you preach, man ought to always pray. Praise God. That is the theme of every first Saturday morning. Praise God. And the song for this morning is, it is no secret what God can do. That's when you pray. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for us, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are coming to you this morning, God, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. Thanking you, Lord God, that you have opened up this day, God, for us, oh God, to come to you, Lord God. And Lord, we are praying, oh Father God, that you touch every prayer request, everyone that comes on, everything that we know, everything that we don't know. God, we are placing it in your hands, oh God. Lord, Father God, dwell with us, be with us, oh God, teach us, oh God, that we need to come before you daily. This is a daily walk with you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God's Favorite Prayer Ministry is usually held in the home Saturday of the month, but because of COVID, we are now online. We pray for all the needs all over the world, instructed. Usually the mothers that have lost their sons to prison walls, gun violence, pregnancies, or whatever. Praise God. So, we first this morning want to do our communion. And if you like to take communion with us, you may get a cracker or some wine or whatever you may have. And let us partake and obey the Lord's word. He said as often as you do this. Or do it in remembrance of him. Praise God. So if you want to partake communion this morning, please get your elements ready. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Sharon, will she read the communion scripture for us? Let me see.
I will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23. And it read as follows, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do and remember something. Okay, everybody take their bread, cracker.
Praise God. Mother God, we thank you for
the
locusts. Go ahead.
After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped it, saying, this is the New Testament. And my blood, this do ye as oft as ye drink it, and remember of me. Verse 26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We lift the bread up and praise God, thanking God for his broken body for us. It was done for the remission of our sins. Thank you, Lord God, for the stripes that you encountered, all the blood that ran down. Thank you, Lord, that you were beaten beyond measure. God, all for us, God, we thank you for that broken body, oh God, and we break before you, Lord, today, God, oh God, in remembrance of what you've done, God, and we are thanking you, Lord God, oh, God, for what you've done, may we partake right now of the broken body.
All right.
The blood was shed for us. The blood comes streaming down. The blood washes. The blood cleanses. The blood, hallelujah, nothing like the blood of Jesus that was still for us. Way over 2,000 years ago. Jesus spilled his blood on Calvary's cross. They pierced him in his side, and the blood come running down. Oh, praise God. Every drop was for the remission of our sins. And we thank God for it. Amen. May we partake. I'm going to ask Minister Zadie to give us a communion song, whatever God has put on our heart.
Amen. Amen. I'm just... The blood that Jesus the chair for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gave me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It's soon all of my doubt. And come all of my feet. Oh, and it dries all of my tears. Oh, all the blood, that precious blood that give me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches, yes, to the heart. In mountains, oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood, hey, that give me strength, hey, from day to day, says it will never lose its power.
Amen. 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 Blood will never lose its power. There's power in the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Zadie Alfred. Thank you. Praise God. Our entire man ought to always pray. Luke 18:1. God commanded us to pray. Always pray and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our encouraging scripture this morning, we're going to be coming from Romans 8:15, and it says this, hallelujah. This is one of the common marks of all the elect of God. They cry unto him day and night, according to Luke 18:1. The Holy Spirit who makes them new creatures, work in them the feeling of adoption, and makes them cry, Abba Father, Romans 8:15. The Lord Jesus, when he quickened them, gave them a voice and a tongue and says to them, be dumb no more. God has no dumb children. It is as much as a part of their new nature to pray as it's of a child to cry. They see their need for mercy and grace. They fear their emptiness and weakness. They cannot do otherwise than they do. They must pray. God is telling us, according to his word, we must pray. The habit of prayer marks a true Christian. If you don't pray, something wrong with your Christian life. That's what I'm saying this morning. Hallelujah. And I know I have looked prays carefully over the lives of God's saints in the Bible. I cannot find not one of whose history much is told us. From Genesis to Revelation, who was not a man of prayer, I find it mentioned as a characteristic of the godly that they call on the Father in 1 Peter 1:17, or the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for Corinthians 1:2, recorded as the charismatic of the wicked, is the fact that, praise God, hallelujah, they call not upon the Lord. They did. They call on him. He answered Psalms 14:4. Praise God. Our lives should be a life of prayer. A call to prayer is what we want to do. Praise God. Follow God's word in every aspect. Hallelujah. He's calling us to pray. Hallelujah. We are praying. And our prayers are for children, or our mothers that have lost children to gun violence. So the poor, the Israel, those who are facing difficult times, the sick. Our prayers also are directed to our elected officials from Washington, D.C., down to the lowest, all those first responders. All of those that are hurting in any kind of way, we are praying for them, because God told us we ought to always pray and not think about ourselves all the time. But when we pray for others, God said, I'll take care of yours. So we have ways God has commanded us that we ought to always pray. When you're walking along, think about somebody and call out their name in prayer. You know somebody that's going through a hardship. Just call out their names to the Father and see what God will not do for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we ought to always pray. That is a call prayer. Amen. Amen. Well, thank each one of you all for being on this morning. Praise God. I want to ask, does anyone have a prayer request this morning? Do press 1 on your phone. We'll pray for you before we go on into our prayer ministry this morning. Praise God. So we'll know that if you have a prayer request, praise God. Hallelujah. Man ought to always pray. Pray ye one for another that you may be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister Kathy.
Just prayers for families, family unity. Break of generational curses in families where families are not functioning as families. So we pray for the family from the oldest to the youngest and everything in between. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kathy Thor. Praise God. Well, let's go into prayer, praise God. That's what this morning is all about. We want to pray. So, Mr. Sharon, why don't you kick us off this morning in prayer?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day the Lord God has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in. Father God, we thank you for waking us up to a brand new day, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for blessing each one that's on this line. Thank you for blessing our sister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to cover each and every one that's on this line. Cover them, cover their children, cover their grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our great grandfather, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for blessing one, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thank you for blessing my pastor, Pastor Kennedy, son, Lord God. Thank you for keeping him covered from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the same for each and every one that's on this line, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for keeping them. Thank you for blessing them in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Minister Zadie.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this blessed opportunity to God to come together one more time. Oh, God, with God's favorite ministry, oh, Father God, we ask that you, oh, God, bless the facilitator, Father God. Oh, God, give us continual strength, oh, Father God, that your grace and mercy continue to shower over, oh, Father God, that you'll be a long, devoted carrier of your message, oh, God. And we just thank you for the opportunity to share with us, and we ask you to bless each and every one, oh, Father God. We thank you, dear God, oh, God. We thank you for a prayer life, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that we are called to pray, oh, Father God. We are called, oh, God, to praise you, oh, God, to lift up your name, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, Father God, that, oh, my God, that we have a God, that we have a creator, we have, oh, my God, someone that we can call on, we can pray to, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I just can't imagine, oh, Father God, not having you, oh, God, to call on, oh, Father God, in so many troubles and times, oh, Father God. Oh, God, with so much, oh, God, devastation, so many tragedies, oh, Father God. I'm just so glad, oh, Father God, that we have, oh, my God, a God, oh, God, who cares, oh, God, a God who promises that never, promises that he'll never leave or forsake us. Oh, God, oh, my God, I just thank you, Lord God, for a Father, oh, Father God, that we can cry out, oh, Father God, in the midnight hour, oh, Father God. Oh, God, when everyone else is, oh, God, is about their business, oh, Father God, daily, oh, Father God, we can call on, oh, hallelujah, a Father, oh, Father God. We can cry out, Abba, Father, oh, God. And you, oh, God, say you're here, oh, God. Oh, God, you are listening, oh, God, always attention to the cries of your children, oh, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you said you answer while we yet calling, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. Thank you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you, oh, Father God, to continue to illuminate mind and prick hearts and change will, oh, God, throughout the universe, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, your people, oh, Father God. Oh, God, don't realize, oh, Father God, that we don't need you, oh, God, in a dying hour. We don't need you, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, to walk the streets, oh, God. We don't need you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, to dispatch your angels to cover us and keep us everywhere we go, oh, Father God. We need you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Oh, bless your people everywhere, Lord God. Oh, God, you have eyes that never sleep, oh, God. You never slumber, oh, God. And we can say thank you for that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, the one that's going through bereavement, oh, Father God, all around the world, oh, Father God. Oh, we know that you are there. You are there. You see, you hear, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless them, oh, God, to call on you, Father God. Oh, God, for our children, our unsaved children, oh, Father God, our disobedient children, oh, Father God. Oh, God, our rebellious children, oh, Father God, backsliders, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we lift them up for you. As if you bring them, oh, God, them, you like the son did, the prodigal son did, oh, God. Let them come to their senses, oh, Father God, and say, I'll go back home. Go back to my father. Oh, God, we have a loving father. We thank you in Jesus' name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. If there's anyone who does not want to pray, please press 1 at this time. Praise God. Go ahead, Minister Kathy.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we're rejoicing and glad to be a part of it. We thank you, Father God, for your marvelous wonders of this day, oh God. Lord, if we just look around and see your glory, your majesty, oh God, and your awesomeness in this day, We thank you, oh God, that you're delivering families, oh God. You're delivering brothers and sisters, oh God. You're delivering from alcohol and drug abuse, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God, because even this day, you continue to heal us from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet, oh God. We thank you, oh Father God, that you continue to shield and protect those of our loved ones that are behind the prison bars, oh God, and that you will bring them out, oh God, to give glory unto you and testimony and witness as to how you kept them from all hurt, harm, and danger as they dwelled behind prison bars. And to give utterance of thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing and for all that you're going to do, oh Father. Look upon us as we go through these days, as we are in some perilous times, oh God, nation against nation, government against government, even right here in this country, oh God. All kinds of deceit and turmoil and chaos is going on. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up our government and our government officials, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank and praise you, oh God, because by your stripes we're healed, and no manner of greater sacrifice than when you shed your blood on Calvary's cross, that we may live in remission of sin, and that we may live, oh God, in abundance, oh Lord. Oh, Father, we do thank and praise you and give you all the glory. Look upon the ministers, oh God, that will be standing before your people on this day, on tomorrow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us all go into the house to worship in spirit and in truth and not for form or fashion, oh God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for restoration of hearing. We thank you for restoration of health. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration of finances. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration of family. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you all the glory, for it rightfully belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy name. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. There's none like you, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you. Thank you, O God. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you are restored. O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for breakthrough, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for rightfully belong to you and to you alone, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you. Father, I stray. My hands to thee, no other I know if I withdraw I go, Father, I stray, my hand to thee, no. The hill. yes, Lord God. Withdraw thyself from us, oh, where other shall we go, precious Father. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for hearing us this morning, God, as we call up on you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Everything that thou, God, oh, yes, Lord God, we are praying, oh, God, that you remove, God, every purge sight, every gurge sight, everything, oh, God, that's not like you, God. Oh, Father God, that your people, oh, God, will be free in the Holy Ghost, oh, God. I am praying this morning, oh, God. Yes, Lord, for Sister Rebecca's heart, oh, God. Lord, praying for her family, God, her heart be healed, oh, God. Her family be healed. They know you as a personal Savior, Lord God. I'm praying, oh, God, daily for her. Night and day, that you hear her cry, oh God. Hallelujah, God. She has come before you, Lord God. Oh God, to lay all her petition before you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that her home is blessed, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that she's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, you have heard her cry, God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise to her this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as she sends them up to you, God, and we are in agreement, God. Lord God, you're turning things around for her good, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For Sister Kathy this morning. Oh, praise God. The prayer request that she has brought before you, Lord God. Lord, touch your home. Touch your brother that's there with her, God. Touch Handy, God. Truly, you have done a great thing in Handy's life, God. Truly, you're drawing him closer and closer to you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that the weapon that was against him, oh, God, is now, oh, God, null and void. The weapons couldn't stand, oh, God. Oh, God, because the prayers of the saints are going up, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're making a way for that Captain, Lord God. Oh, God, where there seemeth to be no way, God. God, you opening up doors, God. Oh, God, that was closed, oh, God. Lord, we're standing on your promises, God. You told us to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hey, God, yes, God. And, Lord God, when we have the faith, we keep the faith, oh, God. Lord God, that we're not going to give up. We're not going to give in to anything that's not like you. Hallelujah, that the devil is defeated. Lord God, this morning, I'm bringing Sister Zadie off before you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you keep on making a way for God where there seemed to be no way, God. Surely, God, you show yourself mightily in her behalf, oh, God. Lord, even though the trials and the obstacles she may face, God. Lord God, Lord God, you got them in the palm of your hand, God. Lord, you won't let nothing pluck her out of it, God. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you for all them grandchildren. Oh, God, thank you for her husband, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you just keep making a way. Keep making a way, God, where there seems to be no way, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father, you're making things anew. Oh, God, for Sister Sharon, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch her heart, oh, God. Mend that heart, God, where it needs mending. Use a heart mender and use a mind regulator, God. Thank you, Lord God, Father God. You got an engraved in the palm of your hands, oh, God. Touch her home, surround her, God. Surround her, God, keep her in your love, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God, Father God. Father God, for all those that couldn't be on this morning. For Sister Gloria Dean, that to go out of town, God. Oh, God, we bind the enemy, oh, God, off our family, that they are coming to you daily, God. Oh, God, they are calling up on your name, God. Oh, God, we're praying for Reverend King this morning that has cancer, God. We rebuke that cancer spirit in the name of Jesus, where cancer is running in our families, God. We curse that cancer spirit. I thank you, oh, God. Even my cousin that's passed away this morning, oh, God, I pray, oh, God, for Sister Rhoda family, oh, God. Lord God, that you give them the peace that passes all understanding. God, you said there's a time to die and there's a time to come into this world. Lord, you done kept Rhoda, God, oh, God, for a period of time. Oh, God, comfort the family, God. And families everywhere, God. Oh, God, that morning this morning. Thank you, Lord, that Rhoda's family is in your hands, oh, God. They're going to call upon you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, spread your wings, oh, God. A love, oh, God, over us, oh, God. Lord, oh, God, remove anything, God. Any dead thing, oh, God, that tries to hinder us. Anything that tries to, oh, God, sway us, oh, God. We will not give up, but we'll stand strong in the power of your might, God. Oh, God, that no weapon, God, formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you told us to come before your throne. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving, God. We thank you. Oh, God, you are doing things where we can't see with the natural eye, God. Oh, but in the spiritual, God, you are removing, God, oh, everything that shouldn't be, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, for what you're doing, God. Oh, God, sickness got to go, oh, God. Oh, our children got to be healed in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said it shall be done. And we are believing, God. Lord, God, because when you speak, oh, God, Lord, your word is true. Your word is sound. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, when you speak, oh, God, demons flee. Oh, you come in the midst, oh, God, and demons have to flee, God. Oh, God, and everything have to be made whole. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. You make the way, God. Yes, God, where there seemeth to be no way, God. We thank you for every mother, God, that may be hurting this morning because she lost a son last night or a daughter last night to drugs or alcohol or the prison walls, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the pain will be for a moment, God. You're going to bring her out, Lord God. We thanking you, God, for the lost everywhere, God. Oh, God, that they're going to come in from every four corners of the earth as we call unto you. Lives going to turn to you. They're going to be saved, oh, God. They're going to call upon the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that gun violence is a thing of the past, God. We are casting it out in the name of Jesus, Lord. There won't be no more hatred, oh God, in the name of Jesus in our cities. Hallelujah. Oh God, touch the hurting this morning that are hurting in every kind of way, God. Lord God, you heal, oh God. You deliver. You heal every sick and hurting body, God. Oh God, whether it's physically, spiritually, or mentally, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch by your spirit, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, everyone, oh Father God, that may be lost to pregnancies, oh God, let them know that you are alive, let a life come into this world, oh God. A mistake may have been made, but God, life is for life to be eternal, oh God, until you shall take it. So they won't, oh God, go and abort, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we come in against every spirit of abortion in the name of Jesus. They would but turn it around, oh God, instead of abortion to love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Love, love this child that was born out of wedlock. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, whatever people may be going through in their lives, oh God. Lord, let them call upon you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, that you, oh God, may be glorified. That's what it's all about, oh God. You got to be the center, God, of everything, God. Be glorified in your people's lives today, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are praying for Israel this morning. Oh, God, all those that don't know you, Father God, oh, God, they'll come back and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, because it was asked, who are you? Some said you was a prophet. Some said you was this and that. But God, you are Jesus. You are Lord. Hallelujah. Be the Lord over Israel this morning. Oh, Father God, let many come back, oh, God, and call upon your name, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, where there are wars and rumors of wars, God, keep your people, God, that have called upon your name, oh, God. Let them, oh, God, be delivered, oh, God. Oh, God, from the hands of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are praying for all of your children, oh, God. Oh, God, to be delivered from the hands of the enemy, God. We are praying this morning, oh, God, for those all around the world, oh, God, whether they're in Africa, Asia, oh, God, whatever part they're in, oh, God. Oh, Father, deliver those in India, God. Oh, Father, that is hurting, oh, God. Oh, God, that is poor, oh God. Oh Father God. Oh Father, the Antarctica, oh God, wherever. Oh God, thank you that you know your people, whatever part of the world that they are in, oh God, and whatever they stand in need of, oh God. Touch your people, oh God. Oh Father, that they may be delivered, oh God, from the hand of the enemy as they call upon you. Lord, let them know who you are. Oh Father, as the prayers of the saints go up, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, make way for them, a way of escape. We are praying for every child, oh God, that no one get hurt this weekend, oh God. No one goes to drugs. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, we're praying that no gunshot hit no child. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh God. Oh God, all around the school yards. Hallelujah. Praise God that our children are protected by the power of the Holy Ghost. We plead the blood of Jesus around every school. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, for protection, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, because we got all kind of things going on. Lord, protecting, oh, God, all those have lost their children in all the stakes, oh, God. In these school shootings, we pray that you comfort their hearts when they get a little lonely, when they cry sometimes because they have lost their children. Oh, God, comfort them and give them the peace, oh God, that passes all understanding. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, comfort that man's heart that's crying over his daughter. Oh, God, comfort that mother's heart who is breaking, lost her child. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we need your comfort in the land, God. Oh, God, because of so much hurting and backbiting and tearing down. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's so much going on, Father God. Lord, but you told us, don't worry. The flowers, they don't worry. Oh, God, the ants ain't worry, God. So why should we worry? But we ought to always pray. Pray, pray, and not thank God. Oh, Father God, the birds fly through the air, and they don't worry. So, Lord, give us wings, oh, God, to soar like an eagle. Oh, God, closer to you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we won't fear, because you told us don't fear when we see these things coming about. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, God. Lord God, when that season comes, may we be found praying, bound at the altar, oh, for someone, oh, God, that needs our prayers, oh, God. May we be found, oh, God, calling up on the name of Jesus, Lord, for the hurting, oh God. May we be found, oh God, calling up on the name of Jesus for healing, because salvation is in your wings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. May we be found, oh God, leading someone to you, telling them about the love of Jesus, that you'll never forsake them, that you'll never leave them, oh God. Oh, Father, as we call unto you, we need you, oh, Father God, in every aspect of our lives. We need you, Father, oh, God, for protection. We need you, Father, oh, God, for leading. We need you, Father, for guiding us in our daily walk, oh, God. We need you, Father, oh, Father, to feed us like you fed the man of God. You sent a raven. God, keep us. Keep us with clean food, water. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, when the salt water was coming up the river and still trying to come, we are praying against it. We know that you're going to save us, God. Hallelujah, praise God. We know that you got a ram in the thicket. Hallelujah, praise God. And you won't let nothing harm us, God. Oh, God, all we had to do was just stand up on your word, God, and believe you to the utmost, oh, God. Oh, Father, oh, God, you have a way and a plan for us, and God, long as we call upon you, your plan is being fulfilled, oh God. Oh God, for the way of your children, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We won't bow down to anything else, oh God, but what your word say. Your word say, God, you'll be everything. Hallelujah, praise God. You'll be everything that we need, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being our Father. Thank you, Father God, for being our brother. Thank you, Father God, for being our sister. Thank you, Father God, for being a mother. Thank you, Father God, for being the best friend, oh God, that we'll ever have. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, that you'll be a friend to the friendless. Oh God, you'll be, oh God, you will remove all of our enemies, oh God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, and we thanking you for it. We giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sister Janice, would you like to pray? Praise God. Praise God.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good
morning. We are just so grateful to have the opportunity that we can call on the name of Jesus. This is a name that many people don't know. They don't know his name. But we who are in Christ should grasp at every opportunity that has been given to us that we can call on the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your only Son, oh God, the Redeemer of this world, oh God, we just come, Lord. Come lifting up this ministry, God, lifting up our sister, God, to who calls on you, oh God. We just come right now in the name of Jesus, knowing, oh God, that you created all of us. You created us in your image. You created us in your likeness, oh God. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for your many blessings that you continue to shower upon us, blessings that we see and blessings that we may not see now, but we know that they are on their way. Why? Because we believe and we trust in an almighty God. We're not trusting in Baal. We're not trusting in Buddha. We're trusting in a living God. Hallelujah. Yes. One who said that he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And we stand and we believe today, oh God, on all of those who are listening all over the world, wherever they may be, oh God, we stand with you. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we stand together. We stand in unity, trusting in God, knowing that he will see us through whatever it is, sickness, diseases, trials, tribulations. He said he would be with us. Glory be to God. just as he is with Israel right now, this day he is there. Oh, yes. This is an almighty God. This is the one that we believe. This is the one who stands with us. This is the one who rocks us when we get weary. This is the one who we can call on in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. We stand and we believe that he will work it out. It has already been done. He has prophesied that he and we would have victory. And it's through Jesus. It's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We stand right now believing that all our children who seem like they are wayward, seem like they would never get it, seem like they are on their way to a crooked road, we know that the road will be made straight. Hallelujah. That they will begin to see, the manifestations will come, and they will see this Jesus that we talk about. They will begin to understand what we do, why we do it, and who it is we call when we are in trouble. And then who we call when we are happy, when we are joyful, we call on him. Hallelujah. They will begin to understand. Yes. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy. Hallelujah. We'll come in the morning. And we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Minister Vivian. Thank you, God, for this ministry. Yes, thank you, oh, God, for all the sisters, all the brothers, all of those who are listening in the airwaves right now. We thank God for you. And we trust him and we believe in Jesus' name. And we say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And thank all of you all that has come today. God bless you, and may you join me again on tomorrow night for 7 o'clock on God's Favorite Ministry. Praise God. God bless you now and bless your home. Bye-bye.